You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here with you on a Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in to the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, here on State Street. Sunny skies, a few floaty clouds, some colorful clouds, not colorful, they're white, but they're puffy clouds in the sky. Mr. Zomers, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty well, you know. It's not too hot, and I appreciate that very much.
Right? It's a beautiful day here in Madison, and it turns out to be a pretty nice day in Chicago right now. The Brewers walloped the Chicago Cubs in the first game of what was supposed to be a doubleheader yesterday, 7-0. And then the second game got rained out, postponed, because, of course, the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago doesn't have a roof like Miller Park.
Huh,
Miller
Park and Amfield. Just another thing that makes you go, huh, with all the money they have.
Right. But it's historical. I don't want to knock on Wrigley Field. I've had the pleasure to be there once, and regardless about my feelings of the Cubs, Wrigley Field is kind of like Lambeau Field. It's a beautiful historic park for that sport.
Yeah, I do want to go there someday. I'm sure I'll be able to with my roommate Elliot, who's from Illinois and a Cubs fan. Yesterday, as the game was nearing a close, I sent a message to our roommate group chat like, hey, check out that Brewers score. And he said, shut up. I'm going to evict you.
Well, the Brewers got a little rest last night after the second game was postponed. So they're playing a doubleheader today across many of our stations on terrestrial radio. For those that, I know some people, honest to goodness, they're going to say, what's terrestrial radio? It just means like the radio in your car or your kitchen, your bathroom, wherever you have a radio at, you can hear it over the air.
Versus terrestrial is, you know, of the earth.
Right.
So it's physical radio waves.
Pass or fail for the semester, as the late, great Gary Deckert was fond of saying. Pass and fail for the semester. What is terrestrial radio? It's over the air, yes. So you can hear the Brewers games amongst our stations, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS over in Oshkosh, WCQM up in Park Falls, and also WBZH, the Buzz of the North, up in Hayward, Wisconsin. So that's played out over the world on the stream, because you can't stream the Brewers because other people have the rights to that. Right now, I can tell you the first game of the doubleheader today in Chicago. The Brewers are down. Chicago is up 2-0 over the Brewers in the top of the third. So I was preparing for the show, so I wasn't watching, but not sure what happened. But the Cubs are off to a 2-0 lead in the top of the third, but that's nothing for the Brewers. That's nothing. So we'll keep updating you as the show progresses here. The Brewers up 9 games over the Cubs for the Central Division lead going into this afternoon's game. So we shall see about that coming up in hour number 2. What's worse for you today? A little fermentation going on. Sauerkraut or cilantro? And I know people have very specific feelings about that.
Yeah, both of them are, you know, foods that generate very strong opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. And other current events, news, sports, fun, and your calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Modeling my Just a Bit Outside t-shirt today from our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, producers and director respectively of the movie. By the way, Sean Hannish going to be on our friend Pete Schwab's show tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, 6 until 8. Schwab, Nightlight, and Sean Hannish talking about it. I think Pete's going to ask him, hey, do you think this movie that you guys made, Just a Bit Outside, sparked the big Brewers, you know, 14-game historic winning streak?
That is what they're planning on talking about.
And other things as well. Here, Zomers, you talk for the people watching on the air. I'm going to model. I'm going to do my best Price is Right modeling here. I'll show you the back of this shirt. It has the movie poster.
It does. And it has, thank you for moving out of the way of the mic. That works. You can see a mug of beer, a frosty mug. You can see a brat with mustard on it. You can see some chewing tobacco, some cigars, a baseball. Very greasy looking in the best way, in a very positive manner.
I'm not greasy looking.
No, the graphic, not the shirt, the graphic on the
it's
shirt.
It's very authentic. I love it. I love the graphic. It's basically the movie poster that they put on shirts, and Kelly and Sean were kind enough to send us those. So thank you guys.
Fun note for tonight's show. Yesterday, Pete mentioned this on his show. When he contacted Sean about, you know, hey, you want to come on the show and talk about whether or not this movie is influencing the win streak? Mm-hmm. Sean said, you are not the first person to reach out about that, but you are the first Cubs fan to reach out about
that. Whoa, really? All right. Very good. Yeah, Pete or Schwabe, is a Cubbies fan. So it's nice that he's having Sean on to talk about the Brewers. So that'll be great. Tune in. I know I'll be listening tonight, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. And what does he say? The lovable Conrad.
Yeah, the lovable Conrad.
On Nightlight tonight from 6 until 8. Should be a great show. All right, so I want to get to this today. A sports edition, a little bit of sports, but also news. And we've tried in this program, thank you, Zomers, bringing me the latest news from my hot little hands here. We've tried to bring some attention to mental health awareness on this program. And other shows on civic media have done the same. We had Kelly Meyerhofer of the Journal Sentinel on here not too long ago, and she had a great article on the death of a former University of Wisconsin runner in the track and cross-country program, who Sarah Scholze was her name, and she died by suicide. Really touching, heartbreaking story, important story, great work by Kelly Meyerhofer at the Journal Sentinel. And now a couple of days ago, we had news, and it was reported in several places. The story I'm using here, again, from the Journal Sentinel, from Mark Stewart. Headline, 5 former Wisconsin women's basketball players file lawsuit against former coach Marissa Mosley. Regular listeners of this program will know I'm a huge Cardinal and White Wisconsin Badger fan. Always have been. I think there was a little bit of, I just didn't have the academic grades to go to UW-Madison, which was my dream school. And so I lived vicariously through others, big Badger band fan, Badger football, Badger basketball, Badger hockey, men's and women's. It's just, I believe, because I think it just epitomizes the Wisconsin idea. And I'm so proud of this great university that we have. And I think that the athletic program has helped raise funds for the academic programs, brought awareness. I think that's the thing that goes unnoticed, is people say, oh, you know, it's all about sports athletics. What I think we have to recognize is what I've learned, and I learned this from my time at the Capitol when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was majority leader. And Barry Alvarez, then athletic director and football coach, came in and talked to Dale several times about funding, why is this important, what they're doing, got to know some of the people in the athletic program. And what you realize, when you talk to university officials at UW-Madison, what you find out is that, you know, like everything, they run statistics on stuff. And what they found is when the Badgers played, football team played in Rose Bowls, when the Badger basketball team, men's team, got to Elite Eights and Final Fours, when Badger women's hockey won national championships, when Badger men's hockey won national championships, guess what? The interest at UWMadison.com and the socials, the interest for people to come there academically rises. It brings awareness. And also, it brings awareness for grant programs and other academic things. So the athletic department is a great PR marketing tool for the university as a whole. And the other thing that people don't know is that, or don't understand, is that once the football program got to where it did under Alvarez, and once the basketball program got to where it was under Bo Ryan, and at times where the men's hockey program has been, those are your three largest revenue givers. And a portion of that revenue, once it gets to a certain level, goes to the general fund of the university. So I'm a huge fan And not to say there haven't been problems over the years, but I'm a huge fan. But I would be doing a disservice. And by the way, my two godsons are graduates of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, proud graduate Badgers, and others that I know. But I would be doing a disservice to myself and most of all to our listeners if I didn't also acknowledge and talk about what ain't going well. And there seems to be an ongoing problem now in the athletic department, particularly under women's sports, about mental health and the recognition of this. Now, you might have remembered earlier this summer, our old friend Kristen Bry, who works for, amongst other things, very talented person, writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been doing this fireside chat series around the state. And she was here in Madison, and she had former University of Wisconsin Badger football star Monte Ball here in Madison for an evening. Very powerful. And Monte Ball, star running back for Wisconsin, got drafted to the NFL by the Denver Broncos, his childhood favorite team. And it was going through addiction issues, even while at UW, and kind of lost it all, so to speak. Now has been sober a number of years, really doing great, helping others. But Monte Ball was talking about the mental health issues that he was having. And remember, when Monte was in college, they didn't have NIL. And the fact that you have these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids who are suddenly thrust into stardom and are on social media and are dealing with the pressures of trying to remain academically eligible, who are trying to excel in their sport and are getting bombarded by people that know nothing about them with, I can't believe you didn't make that shot. You suck. I can't believe you couldn't catch that ball. You're terrible. And you don't even know these people. Because to the fans, it's just, you know, behind the keyboard, a social media account. But to these young people, I mean, they're taking this seriously. And for some of these individuals, particularly minority kids, they see, and particularly for men, young men, there are many, and Monte talked about this, Monte Ball, that he felt it was his responsibility as someone who had been gifted athletically to help bring his family out of poverty. And the only way they were going to do that is if he got drafted to the NFL. And he carried that burden at 17, 18, 19. The challenges, mental health, and now you add in with NIL, some of these kids are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, that's not always true that those numbers, although there are some, but not as many in NIL for women. But I think it's important we have this discussion, and there's some great reporting by Mark Stewart at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the allegations of mental abuse that preceded the resignation of former Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley. And it moved to a new level on August 15th. It's gone to federal court. And five former players have filed a civil lawsuit against Mosley, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, and Justin Doherty, who served as the administrator for women's basketball and has since, by the way, retired. Going to discuss this important issue. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board. Can tell you the Brewers game going on right now down in Chicago, Wrigley Field. A little damage has been done. Yelly got a solo homer. And so now it's 5-1 Cubbies. Cubs over the Brewers right now. I believe they're in the top of the fourth. 5-1 Cubs right now in the first of what will be a doubleheader on some of our stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll keep you updated. Talking about, Terry Barr from Terry Barr from Civic Media here and co-host of Max Inc. Radio, amongst many of her great duties here at Civic Media. Saying very important topic, Todd, thanks for tackling it. Well, Terry, thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm not here to say I know all the answers. But I think it's important that we bring awareness to this, particularly as we're coming up on, as they call it now, week zero of college football. There's going to be a couple of games that go on this Saturday. Badgers start their season on August 28th. And also high school football and high school fall sports season starts. And what I find disturbing is that now this attitude that some people, some, I'm going to call them bad fans, in my opinion, take towards college sports, that's now being taken down to high school. And again, I get very concerned about this whole sports betting world. I guess because I'm not into it. I understand it to a degree. I look at it like I do going, you know, to Ho-Chunk or buying a lottery ticket or anything else. Only bet or play what you can afford to lose. And so if you say, hey, you know, I got $50 for entertainment money in my budget for the month. Hey, all right, fine. Take five of it and buy a lottery ticket. Or take 20 of it and do a sports bet. But don't bet or do stuff that you can't afford to lose. And so what happens is people do that. They bet more than they can afford to lose. And you can bet on virtually anything. Like, you know, who's going to have the first catch for the Badger football team this year? It gets even more minutiae to that. And then people get very upset because they don't win because these athletes don't do what they think they're going to do, and they blame the kid. So I hope all of us who attend high school events this year, college events, use your head because it has consequences. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Mark Stewart writing this story. Five former players filed a civil lawsuit against Marissa Mosley, the former now Wisconsin women's basketball coach, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, and Justin Doherty, who served as the administrator for women's basketball and retired as UW's senior associate athletic director for external communications in April. The players claim psychological abuse by Mosley and that Doherty was aware of the issue but took no action to protect the players. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are former Badgers Alexis Duckett, Christina, if I mispronounce, I apologize, Elu, Mary Futuro, Tara Stoffaker, and Tessa Towers. The lawsuit was filed in district court for the Western District of Wisconsin and seeks compensatory and punitive damages, amongst other penalties. The lawsuit hits on the same issues Towers shared about her experience at Wisconsin in a TikTok post in January. And we discussed that, at least briefly, on this show. Among the allegations in the 52-page document, one, Mosley unconstitutionally toyed with the mental health of her players, including the plaintiffs, as a means of exerting control over every facet of their lives, including retaliating against them based on their protected speech and expressive acts, and discriminating against them based on their disabilities or perceived disabilities. Number two, Mosley interfered with her players' mental health treatment, something she accomplished by taking away playing time or scholarships. Let me step away from the story and explain that one a bit. And this is what we talked about back in January when Towers put out these social media posts. The allegation is that Coach Mosley, former Coach Mosley, basically said, this is my paraphrasing of the allegation, that Mosley said, you need to sign off and make me able to see all of your notes when you go into counseling. And also, if you tell the counselor that you're thinking about self-harm, you ain't playing. Which, to me, if the allegation is proven true, is a violation of HIPAA laws. You can't go into a healthcare professional and confide something about your physical or mental health and then have someone else find that information out without your permission. And so Mosley allegedly was forcing her players to let Mosley have all that information. Number three, players and parents reported Mosley's abuse to Doherty, but the university failed to act. The complaint calls the university's response to the issues it raises about Mosley, quote, a policy of laissez-faire interaction, unquote. In other words, kind of, well, whatever you want to do, you're going to do. We're not going to do anything about it. I mean, it's a pretty disturbing allegation. I was talking about this with my kitchen table advisors. A couple of friends of mine that long-term friends that we follow Badger sports and athletics. And we were talking about this weekend. I said I was going to talk about it on the show. And one of the people brought up a really good point that these are allegations. And in today's day and age, you could have a young person in their early 20s and someone in their 50s. And there's two different perceptions of what went on. That's a fair point. But I think based on the preponderance of evidence, we can't ignore the fact that mental health and athletes in this state need to be having much more consideration. Come back and talk about it. Farm News is next, 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling. It's the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour, 2 o'clock on Tuesday, August 19th. Brewers playing the first of a doubleheader. They had to move it to today because the second game last night got rained out at Wrigley Field. Can tell you it is the top of the fifth, and the Cubs are up on the Crew 5-1, although the Crew is threatening with one man on base and one out in the top of the fifth. You can hear that over the air at RCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh, PQM in Park Falls, and BVZH in Hayward. Talking about a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a couple of days ago, written by Mark Stewart. Really important, I think. And it's on mental health involving the women's basketball program at UW-Madison. But as I said in the first segment there, we had Kelly Meyerhofer on, great reporter for the Journal Sentinel as well. And we had her on back in the first part of the year talking about this death by suicide of a former Madison UW-Madison runner, Sarah Schulze. And her family spoke out and talked about the women's track coach, cross-country coach that is now gone. Was fired or resigned, but that, you know, talked about the pressures being put on their daughter and how she felt she couldn't go to anybody and was verbally abused. That was the allegation. And there were other things going on in Schulze's life, which her family talks about, a relationship that didn't go well, but she felt that she really had no support at the athletic program and she couldn't talk to anybody. And if she did, she felt she wouldn't get running time. Monte Ball talked about this as well in this fireside chat with Kristen we were at this summer. He said that the feeling was at that time, at least his perception, he said, look, I had good coaches. But I perceived it as though if I went to my coaches and said, hey, I'm struggling, the fear was they'd say, okay, we got you. You sit out the next game and take care of your business. And what the athletes are saying is, we can do both, but we just need to know that we can be free to express what we're going through, and maybe that just is a little time off, not being benched. And so now this story by Mark Stewart in the Journal Sentinel, lawsuit filed a couple days ago in federal court against former women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley, who was allowed to resign earlier this year, which to me is ridiculous. I think she should have been fired, but was allowed to resign just on her record alone. I mean, was not doing well as the basketball coach, Marissa Mosley, at UW-Madison. Mosley coached the Badgers to a 45-75 record in four seasons as head coach, including a 21-51 record in the Big Ten. I mean, That's nobody's going to keep their job with a record like that.
Right. I feel like the argument on the old school tough coach is right. that they create greatness through pressure. Right. But in this case, you can't really
And that's what I was discussing with a couple of friends over the weekend. That, you know, Tom Izzo. Let's take Tom Izzo. Won a national championship at Michigan State. Continues to always have his team's ranked high. He really goes after his guys. But he's also known to come over and it's kind of the Lombardi approach. You know, chew their ass on the field and then put your arm around them off. And push them to the best they can be. And look, there's something to be said, I think, for certain individuals, for certain players. Frank Kaminsky, All-American, national, one of the best basketball players, if the best Wisconsin's ever had. He's talked openly, hey, Bo Ryan really pushed me. But his dad, Frank Sr. Kaminsky, was also involved. He was talking to Bo a lot. And it was kind of, hey, my son needs this. This is what he responds to. The parent was involved. According to Kaminsky himself, not every player responds that way. And I think with younger players now, there is a different approach to educators. There's a different approach to coaching. You can't do and say all the things you used to be when I was in high school and college. And you know what? That's probably in some ways for the better. But your coaches have to adapt to what the situation is today. And it would appear by these allegations against former Wisconsin basketball coach Marissa Mosley, she was not able to do that. So, continuing on with this story from Mark Stewart in the Journal Sentinel, the complaint says that instead of removing or disciplining Mosley, the university punished the players for the mental health issues caused by the coach. Among those claims was that the university, quote-unquote, coerce players following a mental health incident to sign broad agreements releasing their medical records if they wish to remain on the team, unquote. Now, there's an argument that could say, look, just like we want to help you be academically eligible and we are able to go in and see your academic records, in order to help you, we have to know all of your mental health conditions as well. What appears to have not happened in the case of and the women's basketball team is that Coach Mosley or anybody else associated with the team never called the parents, never said, hey, we're trying to help your kid. Can you talk to her? You guys come to an agreement what you want to do here. We would love to know what's going on so we can get them the help. That apparently did not happen. Instead, the young women were threatened to be kicked off the team if they essentially didn't allow Mosley to see all their mental health records. Now, look, I've never done really, I went to school counselors in high school or middle school. I've never really been to a therapist. Quite frankly, I probably should if I'm being honest. But when people go to a therapist, like you go to your doctor, you tell them things you're not going to tell everybody else. And I don't know that it's the head coach's right to be able to hear the most personal things that a player has said to their therapist. Maybe the player said, hey, Coach Mosley sucks. And she's a real witch. And I'm stressed out because of that. And the therapist might say, well, what did she say? What did she do? And the therapist says, well, let's look at it from her perspective. Maybe how you perceived that wasn't necessarily what she meant. And they worked it through. But if Mosley sees that, the first thing she's going to say is, well, this player called me a witch, and I'm cleaning it up for radio. And, well, you're done. You're gone. I don't think that head coaches have the right to know what someone tells their therapist, even for the best of intentions. Journal Sentinel story goes on, says, an attempt to reach Coach Mosley and Doherty weren't immediately successful. And it goes on again to say the record Mosley coached the Badgers to a 45-75 record in four seasons as coach. That included a 21-51 record in the Big Ten. Her first three seasons were marked by an improved record over the previous season, but it was also marked by players who transferred or left the team midseason. I mean, here's a hot take. Why doesn't the University of Wisconsin-Madison just get rid of the women's basketball program? Because they're not committed to it. They allowed this head coach to go on and have a terrible record while allegedly abusing, mentally abusing her players. And now they've hired this Robin, I don't even know how to say her name right, Pigginton from Missouri, who did not have a winning record in the SEC, who by all accounts locally in Missouri was like, thank you, take her off our hands. So you hire a subpar coach to replace a losing coach. I mean, it's just, if you're not going to commit to a program, and of course, you know, people are going to say, oh, Todd does, oh, he's against women's sports. No, it's not at all. I just think that either you commit to a sport or a program and you hire qualified, good coaches, you give them the resources to win, or you don't have it. You don't just have a program for the looks of it. So, you know, I mean, look at women's hockey. The most successful women's hockey program in America. I mean, Mark Johnson, why isn't there a statue of a Mark Johnson on campus right now? There's one of Barry. There's one of Pat Richter. And I'm fine with that. But where's the statue for Mark Johnson? What he's done to the women's hockey program? Incredible. That's a commitment to a women's program, to any program. And meanwhile, the Badgers just continue to kind of like futz around with, well, you know, we can't cut a women's sport. Nah, of course you can. Just, I mean, they cut baseball, which I think they should bring back, quite frankly. Anyway, my takeaway from this, and I think the important part of this, again, as we move into the sports season here, the college sports season and the high school sports season, remember the people that you're watching are mostly kids, young people, who are just trying to make it in the world. And they have family issues, they have parent issues, they have relationship issues, and they have academic issues. And trying to catch or shoot a ball or a hockey puck or make their personal best record on the track field, that's not their entire life. Just like most of us who might have a hobby, it's not our entire life. Just like our jobs we go to every day, we are more than what we do for 2 hours a day on the radio. And I hope all of us take that attitude into this sports season and don't send out mean tweets. Don't at these young athletes. Unless you're going to say, hey, good job, hang in there, whatever. Send them positive vibes. Because this could be devastating to a young person. It could cost them their life. There have been reports of other players across America who have taken their own life, who have died by suicide because of the pressures they felt from fans. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, about a minute and a half. What say you?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more about fans that take it out on student athletes at the collegiate level. Save that for the pros. You know, that's ridiculous. But that said, part of this is not part of it. All of it is money, in my mind. Let's look at this situation. You know there's people calling for Luke Fickell's head.
Sure.
And they want him gone. Well, I asked one of these guys, it's all over his case. I said, look, you know what his buyout is?
Right?
Do you think you're going to go out and find something immediately way better? Some of this is funding, period.
Right. Here's my question, Dick. Here's the hot take. Give me your response. Well, we got 30. Can you stay through the break, Dick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay through the break because I want Dick's take on my hot take because it involves Chris McIntosh, the current athletic director of University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Luke Fickell, the head football coach, and Marissa Mosley, the former women's basketball coach. How is it all tied together? I'll give it to you after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 8 before the hour of 3 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which station you're listening to. A little weather update for a weather team. And then Mike Clemens, the great Mike Clemens, in with our sports report. Right now I can tell you in the top of the sixth, the Cubs are still ahead. 5-2 now. Brewers have scored a couple. 5-2, top of the sixth, Cubs in the first game of a doubleheader. You can hear those that game on some of our stations across Civic Media. All right, let's bring Dick back on from Madison here. Dick, I appreciate you sticking through the break, talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Five former Wisconsin women's basketball players filed a lawsuit alleging mental health abuse by former coach Marissa Mosley, also names the Board of Regents and former administrator Justin Doherty in claiming inaction despite reports of abuse. Dick, we were talking about, and you brought up that, you know, and my takeaway is, look, people, you know, you need the players are just kids, 18 to 23, 24, and they're dealing with their own life, and just, you know, quit harping on the kids, the players like this. You brought up there are a lot of haters out there right now. The Fire Fickell, three bad years, going to have the toughest schedule in college football this fall, and they're saying Fire Fickell, and you got to look at, you know, what the buyout is on that. Here's my hot take, Dick, and I want your response to it. If you look at this lawsuit now, this federal lawsuit against Marissa Mosley, and you combine that with the reporting by Kelly Meyerhofer this spring of the death by suicide of a young woman in the track program at Madison, and then you combine it. Let's say that Fickell has a terrible season. Let's say the traveling Burts, Brett Bielema, comes to Camp Randall again this year and stuffs the Badgers. Remember, it was after he did that to Paul Christ in Wisconsin that McIntosh fired Paul Christ and then brought in Luke Fickell. Let's say the Badgers have a terrible year. I hope they don't. But let's say that the traveling Burts beat them in Camp Randall. And the last game of the season is at Minnesota for the Axe. Does Mnookin, the chancellor at Madison, will she use that, the football record? But really, it's all about these lawsuits here on mental health and other coaches. Will she fire Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell and bring Barry back for the last game at Minnesota to grab the axe?
Wow. I don't know.
How's that for a hot take?
I can tell you this. I am, just because of the way you went about the hiring of two of people you mentioned, I'm not the hugest fan of McIntosh. But, I mean, it's just, to me, this whole situation, and you know as well as I do, too, people are always calling for Greg Gard. You know?
That's ridiculous.
You remember what, it is totally ridiculous based on this. I honestly believe with the way things are set up now, you're lucky if you got 25 teams at the Division I level that really have a legitimate shot at a national championship, be it football or basketball.
Sure.
And just to be in the hunt and to actually go to the – I'm happy with that after all those horrible years. Right. I mean, think back to the faithful 5,000 at the field house. Give me a break.
But, I mean, don't you –
You really want to go back to that?
Somebody's going to have to take the fall of the athletic department if these allegations and depositions in court, if they prove out to be true. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to take a fall for this, and my finger points to, I mean, if I'm Mnookin, the chancellor, I got to go to Chris McIntosh.
Yep, I kind of agree with that.
But then where do you go, right? Who do you bring in then?
Let's just hope that all of the above starts going the right way. Right.
Well, I'm for that. I'm 100% for that. I
you
hope.
You can't get more of a homer than I am. But
me too.
I
hope at the end of the season, people call in and rail on me and said, Todd, you didn't think the Badger football team was going to win five games and they're going to whatever bowl. I hope that happens.
I do too.
If Well,
me too.
Right. I get it. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the call as always. Thanks for listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. But Dick is right. As the late, great Jack O'Neill at UW-Platteville used to say, it all comes down to the dollar sign. And I think that is a lot to do, or I shouldn't say that. My guess is it's partially to do. We'll find out when this depositions happen in this court case against Mosley and the Board of Regents and Justin Doherty. I mean, the coaches are under a tremendous pressure to win because of the money, right? And so they're, but the big but here, the star asterisk is, I think you have to have coaches that can balance the pressure they're under to win, to butts in the seats for money, and the physical and mental health and well-being of the young people they're coaching. There has to be, you have to have coaches that understand that and respect that and can do it. And I think there's no better example than that than Greg Gard. Remember the uproar a few years ago when there were all these allegations against Gard that he was being hard on the players and terrible team meetings? It turned out to be Alondo Tucker. Remember that? The guy, the former player that Gard brought in as his assistant coach, and Tucker was ginning all this up because he wanted to take Gard's place. So that all came out in the wash. And Gard, to his credit, brought people like Greg Steemsma, who had his own mental health issues as a Badger, to coach and to mentor his players and to say, we're going to have a program that's going to focus or at least acknowledge in a healthy way our players' mental health and to feel comfortable in talking about this without retaliation. And Greg Gard does not get enough kudos for that and enough recognition for that. And I think Mark Johnson, same way, the women's hockey program, by all accounts, very understanding, very healthy, very supportive coach. So we'll continue to follow this as it goes along in this federal court case. As I said, these are allegations. They will prove out in depositions and in the courts. Come on back. Hour two is straight ahead. What's worse? Lighten things up a little bit. Sauerkraut or cilantro? Your phone calls and fun. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday. Right now, Brewers scored another run. 5-3. Cubs, top of the sixth. Come on back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.